You're listening to a Crest Dynasty Entertainment show. I'm your host, Joe Gilbert, and this is episode number 11. Our topic today is Top 10 Sigma Alpha Attitudes. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
By now, you are pretty familiar with the four types of personality traits that are common among men: Sigma, Alpha, Beta, and Omega. In a nutshell, men that fit into the Sigma category exist outside of the Alpha and Beta binary classification. In fact, most people may not even be aware of the term's meaning, as the dominant psychological paradigm has categorized men as Alpha and Beta for so long. The popular notion of males being Alpha and males being Beta is predicated on the idea of alphas being dominant in social hierarchies. When we talk about male psychology, we typically categorize men as either alphas or betas. The sigma male bucks the usual social hierarchy, which tends to place beta men beneath alpha, and places all other types of masculinity further down. While some may view alpha men as being more masculine and more handsome, a similar amount of folks favor the hip, assertive atmosphere of a sigma male. In fact, some might even say the sigma male is superior to alpha males due to their particular blend of personality traits. Sigma males have a number of traits in common with the alpha archetype, although their tendency to step outside of traditional lines of social dominance hierarchies sets them apart and makes them unique. The sigma male as reclusive axis may be a truism to most, particularly the alpha, who looks at a sigma man's life from the outside in. In fact, many women might choose the sigmas to partner with instead of alphas, attributing this to their quiet confidence and agreeable attributes. While we do not like to give a definitive opinion about anything, it is becoming increasingly common for women to choose a partner who is sigma instead of an alpha. Women generally choose beta men over alphas as their life partners, particularly if the alpha has broken their heart. The truth is, alphas and sigmas archetypes may be exceedingly good for women, though for different reasons. Women, such as myself, who are, or have been, married to alpha men may agree that their bossy attitudes can often be hard for them to handle. However, sigmas and alphas are unlikely to act aggressively or violently toward you, mostly because they are trying to maintain peace. Commitment is something they shy away from, unless they have been thinking about it for a long time and are sure that you are the one. Apparently, alpha men are so caught up in getting things done and dominating others, they do not have the time for self-reflection or considering other people's feelings. There are some good and bad traits in the gamma male, but these do not necessarily determine who you are. Let us look more closely at who is a gamma male and gamma male personality traits that may help you to understand whether or not you are a gamma male. Understanding your manhood archetype can help you to understand and cultivate your strengths and qualities as a man. As an alpha male, having been on the cusp of multiple dominance hierarchies throughout my life, I would have given up a great strength as an individual type person, choosing instead to go down the sigma male route. You are going to find these differences of traits of alpha males, which sociosexual hierarchy commentators see as their weakest, and their weakest areas. Male types in the sociosexual hierarchy generally share traits, though some stand out more than others. Like their male counterparts, the strongest females tend to follow distinctive patterns of behavior, but those patterns may be harder to identify. Alphas and sigmas typically take the initiative, as examples, though, and male gammas are perfectly content following orders. Gamma males also exhibit some feminine behaviors, expectations, and values in order to win the hearts of their partners. They are responsive to the opposite gender, very conscious of needs and natures of what women really want, and will go out of their way to meet the needs of their partners. Gamma men are certainly adventurous and enjoy the fun-loving, and they are inclined to become extremely anxious if left alone too long. Gamma males are the unlucky romantic partners, but paradoxically, it is them that have the hardest time finding a suitable partner. As I mentioned in my previous points, gamma men feel they are alphas and deserve that. Delta men would be attracted to people of a similar nature, because if they are not, then their partners, who may be a gamma, alpha, or beta, would find them extremely boring and boring, unless they change their ways. Sigma men
may also be social introverts, often passing themselves off as extroverts because of their easy socializing skills. Once people get to know a person who has the characteristics of sigma, they are seen as independent thinkers, lone wolves, detached from many societal conventions, and great listeners. Because the alpha month's sense of self-worth is so strongly tied to the society's perceptions, they feel a natural need to show off their personalities and accomplishments. Far-right activists and writers, as well as others in the subculture of manhood, have agreed that a sigma's proper place is outside of male domination hierarchies, due to the fact that their unique attributes are similar to the balance between the positive characteristics of an alpha and beta male. Unlike the king, the male sigma has little interest in competing in a social sexual hierarchy for ascendancy at the pinnacle of social order. This was Top 10 Sigma Alpha Attitudes, by Oppressed Dynasty Entertainment Show, and this was episode number 11. My name is Joe Gilbert, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.